Buncombe County's proposed $441 million budget largely reflects spending similar to this fiscal year. At Tuesday's meeting, County Manager Avril Pinder explained how they approached the process.
To compensate for the slow growth and the uncertain economic times, we asked departments to take a critical look at their operations and scale back or delay any expanded services. This resulted in an overall 1% growth in county operations, while maintaining continued investments in priorities.
Pinder said some of the challenges they faced this year were similar to last year.
High inflation, housing affordability and supply, high cost of living.
She said there were also new challenges.
With slow revenue growth, the reduction of American Rescue Plan funds, higher prices, low unemployment, and a highly competitive labor market.
The proposal also includes a property tax increase of about 2.5 cents for every $100 of assessed value. Some of the revenue will go toward a nearly 5% cost of living increase for county staff. Commissioners also heard from the Planning Board about the short-term rental policy proposal. Planning Board Chair Nancy Waldrop explained why the Planning Board did not yet move a proposal forward.
The more discussion we had led to the conclusion that the situation was too complex to rush, with too many ramifications and unforeseen consequences, and too many misperceptions by the public, largely due to too much misinformation being circulated and promoted, making it seem kind of fruitless to put forth a package when we had so many questions and reservations left unresolved.
Waldrop also asked the commission for help assembling a community task force, but commissioners said they'd like the Planning Board to take the lead on that. Board Chairman Brownie Newman also asked the Planning Board staff to provide an update on the status of the draft regulations at a future meeting. Also at last night's meeting, commissioners approved a contract with a new solid waste management provider. FCC Environmental Services will take over from the current provider, WastePro, in January. For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sanmez.